Starting Bezos Hashem, Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf, Yud, Dalet. And we will begin on the second line, Ibayu Lahu, Mahu She Yisadru. So, just to step back into the Sugya, the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel brought in the idea of taking a mashkin, that we said, Hamal Ves Chaveru, Lo Yimashkinenu Ela Bebezdin, Lo Yikonis Lebezdin, Lebezad Lito. And then the Mishnah proceeded to discuss what happens if you have two kalim. So we said, okay, so we said that you have to be machser the kalim, you have to give it back. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that, and you have to machser it forever. Rav Shimon Gamliel, afla atzma ina machser alad shlishim yoim, and after 30 days, you can go ahead and sell it. And we explained yesterday that the Rashi Shita is, and we brought in really based on the Brisa on Amud Beis yesterday, that there was, when we brought in that Brisa, there was a, the Tan of the Brisa held Misadrin. Okay, we said, Kederach so Misadrin Be'erichin, Kach Misadrin Be'al Chayv. Misadrin means that when you go ahead and collect money from somebody, for instance, Erich, and a person says, Erich Yalai, so he has to give his entire value, we exclude, right, whatever he needs, Kedei Chayav, whatever he needs to live. So he would have to have some basic clothing, etc., etc. And the Brisa was listing a bunch of things, mito, mito, two beds for him, matzah, la'asher, mito, mito, mafetz, la'ani, okay, and a bunch of other things that we said, that kederuch shem esadrin be'erichin, just like we would exclude them from the erichin when we're trying to determine how much he's trying to give to Bedek Abayas, we would exclude for Baal Chayv as well. That is misadrin. So we have two concepts here of, and then we're going to play with on Amud Aleph, which is machzirin, the idea that you give it back for him to use, meaning a standard Baal Chayv, when you take a mashkin, you give it to him to use. And the idea of misadrin, which is when you come to collect. Now, in Rashi, we mentioned yesterday that the way Rashi understands the sugya, really from later on our Amud today, that the reason we're machzirin is because of misadrin, meaning it's because of the concept that you have to give him what he needs, therefore you have to give it back to him when he needs it, for as long as he needs it, okay? And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that no, the concept of machzirin, meaning Rav Shimon Gamliel definitely does not hold of misadrin. You don't have to be misadrin. How do I know? Because after 30 days you can sell it, so you don't have to make sure that he has what he needs. Okay, and that is the way we would set up the sugya in understanding Rashi, in which case the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would be about misadrin. Are you misadrin or not? And then based on if you hold misadrin or not, according to Rav Shimon, according to the Tanakama, you'd be misadrin, and therefore you'd have to be machzirin for forever when it comes to mashkin. Now I mentioned yesterday, and mentioned again today, that Tosfos learns the sugya differently. Okay, he holds that both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would both agree that ain misadrin. Because, and in general, what he learns from Erichin is that the concept of misadrin would only apply, they apply in different, machzirin applies when you take a mashkin, you have to give back the mashkin. Misadrin means when I come to collect my chayv and get all my money at the end of the day when I'm done, so then you have to, you can't over-collect and leave him with nothing, okay? For instance, in regards to Erichin, that would be the difference between a mashkin. Mashkin is something that I'm taking as a placeholder to get paid, right? It's collateral, as opposed to misadrin, which is when you're coming to actually, he's paying off the debt, so we have to leave him with something, so to speak, so he can live. So now, Ibayilu,
do you understand the sovereign to be a floating scale or a fixed amount?
So it would be a fixed amount, like basic necessities. Again, it also would play into, as remember yesterday, we discussed that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim, right? So according to him, there is no, right? Everything's in play. So, Ibayaluhu, Mahu She Yisadru. So now the Gemara is coming to ask a Shaila, Mahu She Yisadru. So according to Rashi, well, that's a machlekes tanayim, right? So what's the shaila over here in general? So says the Ramban that it's a question, do we paskin like the Tanakama or do we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Okay, that would be a way to understand this. So mahu she yisadru b'al chayv, is there a concept of yisadru b'al chayv? And then, by the way, in Tosfos, who holds that, what do you mean? According to everybody, we would say ein misadrin, both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, we hold ein misadrin, so it must be the same shaila as what Rashi, the Ibayilu Humashim Misadrin, which would be a machlekes, who do we paskin like in our Mishnah, would be the Tanaim in our Mishnah versus the Tana and the Brice we brought yesterday. Okay, and that's how we would understand the shaila of Mahu She Yisadru. But this, when it comes to Baal Chayv, is there a concept of being Misadrin? Meaning, do we leave him with what he needs in order to live? what would be the shaila? Migamar micha micha me'erich. And do we learn it says v'im machu me'erkecha? Okay, by loyvel malva it says v'chia much. Achicha imach umata yadcha imach, and by Erechin it says v'machu me'erkecha, so it's micha micha, meaning aloi, meaning, and by Erechin we know that there's a concept of misadrin. When a person says Erechi aloi, then my value should go to the base of Mikdash. We're definitely going to be misadrin. So do we learn that gezerishava of micha micha to say it should apply to Baal Chayv as well? Tashema says the Gemara, the Shalach Rabin by Agarte. Rabin sent in his letter, right, which agarte generally would mean like a tshuva. So he was asked the shailos of tshuvas, and he responded, "Davar zeh sha'alti l'chol rabbeisai," that somebody asked him this shaila, meaning, is there a concept of being misogyn by Baal Chayv? And he said, I asked this question to all my rabbeisai, but le'am really davar, and I didn't get a clear response. Biram kach haisa shaila. But what I can learn from is that there was a shaila asked that we did receive an answer to, which is Haimer Hare Alai Mana Lebedek Habayis. If a person says, I'm going to give mana, right, a large amount of money to Bedek Habayis, Mahu She Yisadru, Yaakov Mishmei Debar Pada, so it was asked in regards to Bedek Habayis. Specifically, Mahu She Yisadru, Rabbi Yaakov Mishmei Debar Pada, Rabbi Yirmiya Mishmei De Ilfa Amri, that the way Rabbi Yaakov Mishmei Debar Pada and Rabbi Yirmiya responded to the shaila of is there a concept of misadrin when it comes to bedek habayis was amri kal v'chayim amri bal chayv. They learned this is a kal v'chayim from a bal chayv. Uma bal chayv shemach zirin bal chayv. There is definitely a din, right? The pasuk clears out that you the pasuk spells out clearly that you must give him back his mashkin, machzirin, that's you have to be machzer the mashkin for him to use. Yet ein misadrin, right? So that's our answer. Bal chayv is ein misadrin, hektish ein machzirin, hektish, right? Once you say you're going to give something to hektish doesn't care, so to speak, that you really need that item and you need to use it, right? They don't care that you need to have your pillow at night to sleep with. You don't get it back. Sorry, finished. Ein eidin she'ein misadrin. So for sure, kal v'chaymer that we shouldn't be misadrin when it comes to hektish. So that was the way Rav Yaakov, Mishmei Dvar Pada, and Rav Yirmiyah responded to the shaila using a kal v'chaymer from Baal Chayv, where they clearly understood that Baal Chayv, there's no concept of misadrin. Now, Rav Yochanan responded to the shaila differently. Rav Yochanan amar neder be'erecha ksiv, that it says neder by erechin, ma erechin, meaning it says a lashon of neder, meaning ma erechin misadrin. Just like this, a concept of misadrin, my erechin af hektish misadrin. So they had a machlekes, the mandamer who held that ein misadrin learned that a kal v'chaymer from Baal Chayv, so we see Baal Chayv ein misadrin. And the other mandamer, Rav Yochanan, learned that no, we learn it from the concept that it says neder by erechin, ma erechin misadrin, and erechin, there definitely is a concept of misadrin, so af hektish misadrin. Okay, and there, so there was, based on that machlekes, depending on who you hold like, okay, we would have a raya or an answer for our shaila of ma'u she yisadru b'baal chayv. V'idach, now what would the other manda amar hold? Meaning the manda amar who holds misadrin. So here's where Rashi, this is then Rashi.
Who holds?
Rav Yechon and Eder Berecha ma'erichin misadrin af hektish misadrin. V'idach.
The one who holds.
Right, so one who holds ein misadrin. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Wrong vidach. Vidach, right, the man that holds ain misadrin, you're correct. Hahu linidain bichvaide huda. So it's coming to tell us the concept, meaning there is a limud of neder to erechin. So what are you learning from neder to erechin if it's not this, meaning misadrin? What are you learning? The idea of nidain bichvaide, which is that when it comes to erechin, so there is no middle ground. The person says erechi alai. If he says erech yadi alai, my hand, then he said nothing. He has to say erechi, it's a person. It's his entire value, his net worth as a person. Now, what happens if he says erech libi alai, my heart? Now, a heart is something that's davar shehan nefesh tluya bai. So that would be considered as if he gave a full erechin of himself. So we're learning this idea that if a person commits something that is the nefesh tluya bai, that his life would depend on it, then it would be like he gave that whole thing. And where would I learn that from? I learned that from Erechin. And that's what I'm learning when it comes to, that's what I'm learning from Erechin, from this, meaning from the fact that it says neder by Erechin, that's what I'm learning from Erechin. V'idach, ha'hula nidam b'chvayda huda asa. Ma Erechin nidam b'chvayda. Just like if a person said, Erech libi or kvedi alai, Erech reishi alai, that's something that the nefesh is to lead by. Av hektish nidam b'chvayda. Okay, so the Gemara says v'yisadru. Now,
so what does that prove?
It doesn't prove anything.
No, what we're saying is that we want to know, according to the Ma'an Amar, who learned the Kal V'chaymer from Baal Chayv, that Baal Chayv is not Misadrin, therefore Hektish, and even though Baal Chayv has a concept of Machzirin, right, we see that we have to go easy on the Leiva in regards to giving him back his Mashkin when we take it, and yet we're not Misadrin, for sure Hektish, where we're not Machzirin, we're not going to be Misadrin, right? Now, the other Ma'an Amar, who didn't learn to Hektish from Misadrin, he actually learned from Erechin, the Misadrin. So we said, where is he going to learn that from? He's going to learn it from the fact that it says a Lashon of Neder by Erechin. Neder is referring to Hektish, to Erechin. So the Gemara says, okay, well, what's the other Ma'an Amar? Definitely there's a Limud from Erechin, the Lashon. What are you going to do with that
Hekish
of Lashon Neder by Erechin? What are you going to do with that Limud? So he answers that for Nidur Chvaydi. Now, the Gemara is going to go back and just, right, so we have Erechin, we have Baal Chayv, we have Hektish, okay, and so those are the three things we're dealing with, and we have the component of Machzirin, Mashkin, and we have a component of Misadrin, right, definitely Baal Chayv, we know from the Pasuk that you're Machzirin. When it comes to Erechin, we know definitely that Misadrin. Now the question is, what can I learn to any one of these three things? V'yisadru b'al chayv, kal v'chayv me'erechin. So says the Gemara, why don't we say that we should be Misadrin by b'al chayv as a kal v'chayv me'erechin? Ma'erechin she'ein machzirin. Erechin, which you don't have to give back the mashkin, yet Misadrin. B'al chayv she'machzirin, so for sure, b'al chayv, where you do have to give back the mashkin, in din she'machzirin, you should for sure have to give back the mashkin. So the Gemara says, Amar kra v'machu me'erkecha, because there's an exclusion. V'machu me'erkecha, hu v'lay b'al chayv. Okay, and that's why you wouldn't learn a kal v'chaymer to say that by b'al chayv, for sure, we should be misadrin.
How can there even be a concept of machzirin by erchin? That's just money, right? If someone says erchi olai, depends how...
No, because there is a concept of mashkin.
To force him to pay
that. Right, exactly. If when we come to collect, we would also, right, if he doesn't have the money, we would take him, the kayanim or Hektish would take a mashkin from him.
Okay,
so therefore, there could be a concept of machzirin. Now, the idach, now this is the idach that I was looking for, right? The idach, and this is the Rashi, is the man, Amar, who holds. So we just said that there's a pasuk of v'imachu me'erkecha to tell me, don't learn misadrin by Baal Chayv. Because otherwise, I would have learned it as a kavachamer from Erechin. The Idach, the Manda Amar, who does hold a Misadrin, again, Rashi, that would be the Tanakama of our Mishnah, who holds Misadrin. That's the way Rashi understands it. According to Tosfos, it would be the Tana of the Brisa that we brought down yesterday. The Idach, hi, Achi Ebimah Kaisai Mitchil Avad Seifai. So he's going to learn a different limud, which is that he has to be Bimah Kaisai, okay, meaning, let's say, depending on your net worth, that's how you get evaluated. So in order to vim ani hu, right? So then there's different amounts that you'd have to give. So according to his status of an ani, in order to get ne'erach on the status of an ani, he'd have to be an ani from the beginning until the end. Meaning if he became an usher in between, even if he went back to being an ani, so then he would not get the valuation of an ani. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's try v'yachzeru. So why don't we say mechazrin, right? We give back a mashkin to the person who was makdish it, and we should learn a kal v'chaymer from Baal Chayv. Uma Baal Chayv, she'ein misadrin Baal Chayv, where we're not going to be misadrin, yet machzirin, hektish she misadrin, we are misadrin, according to that Ma'an Amar, ein oidin she machzirin, we should for sure be machzirin. So the Gemara says, Amar krav, v'shachav basal masoi uverecheka. The reason why we give back a mashkin to the loive is so that he should be able to shachab b'salmasay, right? He should go be able to go to sleep with his kelim that he needs. Uverechekah, and I'll give you a bracha. Yatsa hektish ain't tzarech bracha. Well, guess what? Hektish doesn't need your bracha, and therefore, we don't have to be machzirin. In fact, the Gemara, v'loive, ha'ksiv, ha'chalta v'sabata uverechta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely needs our brachas. He has to, right? He commanded us to bench him. Elo, amar kra, the pasuk says, ulechati yetzdaka. That the only time is a din of machzirin is it's begeder tzedakah. Misha tzarech tzedakah, yatsa hektish ain't tzarech tzedakah. Hektish does not need your tzedakah. Okay, you have to give, if you give hektish wants your karbanas, but it doesn't, you don't have to give tzedakah. It's not in requirement. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need your tzedakah. Okay, and therefore, we're excluding it again from a pasuk. So now, ashkechei rabba baravu ali.
Mishmata Uverachta proves that what in this context?
That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does need our brachas. He does ask for our brachas. Ashkechei Rabba Baravu al Eliyahu. So Rabba Baravu finds Eliyahu Dekai Beis HaKvaris. He was in the Beis HaKvaris. Amalahu. So Rabba Baravu says to Eliyahu, Mahu she yisadru v'al chayv. Can you be misadru v'al chayv? So Amar Lei, Eliyahu's response was, Gamar micha micha me'erichin, gabi erichin ksiv v'imachu me'erkecha, gabi b'al chayv, ksiv v'chi yamuch achicha. Okay, so Eliyahu responds with a makar to say that there is misadru v'al chayv. Now let's pause for a moment over here. So let's put together the pieces in the sugya that we have. So we just went ahead and paskined. Sounds like we're paskining from Eliyahu HaNavi, which we'll have to answer that in a second over here. The Rabbi Bar Avuna is essentially paskining from Eliyahu HaNavi that Misadrim Baal Chayv, even though we said that the Tanaim of our Mishnah, again, it sounds like it's a machlekes between Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, that none of the Tanaim in our Mishnah hold Misadrim. Right, and we asked the Shaila, Mahu Sheyisadru, and the answer came back from at least the two Amoraim that we learned as a Kal V'chaymer. When it came to Hektish, we were able to learn a Kal V'chaymer from Baal Chayv to Hektish that ain't Misadru. Right, and yet we asked the Shaila over here, and Eliyahu seems to be saying that we are Misadrin. So, just to settle the matter, the Tosfos weighs in and he says that Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, B'Sefer HaYashar, they ain't Misadrin of Baal Chayv. We're not Misadru Baal Chayv. Remember that Rav Shimon Gamliel held, Rav Shimon Gamliel was clear that Ein Misadru Baal Chayv. And Tosfos brings a raya, Ein Misadru Baal Chayv, from the idea that the Gemara in Bava Kama says that you could even collect, a Baal Chayv can collect even Meglima Dal Katfe, even from the shirt that's on, that he's wearing a shirt off his back. So if you take the shirt off his back, for sure, Ein Misadru, we don't have to provide what he needs. So, and again, Tosfos says that the Rabbanon of the Mishnah as well hold Ein Misadru, that's Tosfos' Shita, not like Rashi. And therefore, so how are you going to understand the Maisa with Eliyahu? Eliyahu, Rabbi Bar Avuna asks, Rabbi Bar Avua asks Eliyahu, he says, Mahu Sheyisadru, and he says, Imahu Gamar Micha Micha Me'erichin, just like Erichin Misadrin, so too Baal Chayv Misadrin. So Tosfos changes the girsa and says that really he wasn't coming to ask Eliyahu what the Shiloh was, but he was asking him what the Makar was according to the Manda Amar of Misadrin. But really, we're not paskining that way. Okay, but according to Rav Rishonim, we would paskin. And as we answered from Eliyahu, was asked the Shaila and answered it, and we would paskin that Misadrin when it comes to Baal Chayv, we would paskin Misadrin like Rashi understands the Tanakama of our mission to be. Now, the question is, how could we paskin from Eliyahu? As we know, the Torah is Torah Leva Shamayim Hi, right? That we can't. And we've seen examples of that. So Maratchiyas here says that Shalai say, Minayin Dimashma di Yavi Raya Vigidresh, Hinalagarea Kaicha Mishar Chachme Hadar. That when Eliyahu, if he's asked a Makar, so it's not, he's no different than any other Chacham when he can back up his sources. Meaning, Torah Lashlamayim, if Eliyahu comes and he answers a Shaila Alpi Nevius, right? Tishbi Teku, Tishbi Yitara, it's Kushers. Yeah, well, be biased, right? So then that would be problematic. But over here, he's showing up as a Talmud Chacham, okay? And therefore, he's showing up as a Talmud Chacham, and he's answering it as a regular Talmud Chacham. Another example, the Chassam Sefer actually brings down a similar sort of idea that Eliyahu manifests itself in two different ways, meaning we know that there was Pirat, that Eliyahu, the Neshama separated from the Guf, so the Neshama is up with the Malachim, okay, and it's Meshameshes Lamala Bein Malachim, and Gufay is Sherei Beganei Denach Tachtoin. Now, any time that Eliyahu is Nisgala, so depending on how he's Nisgala, would determine if he's Nisgala in a Ruach, like a Ruach, a Nevuah, so then that would be the Eliyahu that of Teku, meaning that you cannot paskin based on Torah Levishamayim Hi. And over here is Niskala Begufay, and the Raya is, why? Because he was Eimed Beis HaKvaris, right? We made it very clear that Ashkei Rav Rabur Leiliyahu Dukai Beis HaKvaris Shal Edei Chachavim. So he was here Begufay, he could act like any other Talmud Chacham, and he could go ahead and paskin. Ashayla, again, according to, that's not like Tosfos, that it wasn't asked, According to Tosfos, we weren't asking to pass on the Shiloh. All we were asking to do was a Makar, right? He changes the gear. So, but according to Rashi and the other Rishonim that we are paskening, like the Tanakama, that Misadrin, when it comes to a Baal Chayv, so this would means that he's asking to paskin, and how could you paskin? Now, Minayin La'orim, the next Shiloh that Rabba Bar, let's go back there, the next Shiloh that Rabba Bar Avua asked Elio, how do we know that an Arum, a person who is unclothed, Shaloi Yisra, that he cannot take Truma? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yirabacha Ervas Davar. Okay, now, meaning, and Rashi explains, Shabbana Ein Adam Mavarech Shu Arum. When you take Truma, you have to make a bracha. So if you have to make a bracha, you can't make a bracha when you're Arum. And that is, V'lo Yirabacha Ervas Davar. Now, Tosfos asks, hold on 1 second. If it's about the bracha, why don't we just simply ask, Minayin, why don't we ask, Minayin Shal Yivarech Bisha Shatayrin? Right, let's talk about. At the time, Imenu, Eino Esal B'Shas Bracha, B'Shar Brachos Asal Levarach Shu Arum. Okay, so why don't we ask specifically about the Bracha? Why do we ask the Shaila as Minayin La'arum Shal Yitraim take Truma? It's really not an issue with an Arum taking Truma. It's an issue that when he's taking Truma, he has to make a Bracha, and he can't make the Bracha. That's really the point. And Tosfos says, because the Mishnah discusses a Lashon of Arum La'yitraim. So again, he's asking, Rabbi Barbu is asking Eliyahu Anavi, how do we know? Minayin la'arim shal yitrim. Okay, Amar Lake. So, anyways, so he answers the Shilohs. Rabbi Barbu says to Eliyahu, says, hold on 1 second. Amar Lake, lav kayin humar. Aren't you a kayin? You can't be in a Beis HaKvaris, you're a kayin. My time, a kayin, my Beis HaKvaris, right? That we know that he was considered Pinchas, right? So that is Eliyahu Anavi. Amar Lake. So he said,
do the same rules apply for a Beis HaKvaris?
Amar Leilav Kayin. Yeah, well, exactly. That's the answer to the Gemara. Amar Leilav Kayin Umar. My time of coming Beis HaKvaris. So Amar Le, Loi Masni Mar Taharas. You, Rabbi Bar Avua, didn't you learn Taharas? Did Tanya? We see Rishon Vayechai Omer, Kivrayim Shel Eidei Kechavim Ein Metamin. That the Kivrayim of a Goyim are not Metama, and that's how I could be. Or Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'etein Tsoini Tsoin Marisi Adam. Meaning that it's only Atem Kruyim Adam, that Bnei Yisrael called Adam, but of Adam Kiyamus Ba'oihel Tuma. Sort of fame. So, Atam Kriyim Adam, Vein Oide Kechavim, Kriyim Adam. Okay, so that's how I could be here, okay, because I'm not going to, that Kibri Oide Kechavim are not going to be Metama Mason. Now, Tosfos does ask that there is a story in Navi, Malachim Aleph Yud Zayin, where Elio is, he's Mechaya Mason on a Ben Almana. Okay, so how could, but it would be the same question, if he's a Kayin there, that is a Jewish body, and yet he was Chayim Mesim. So Tosfos' answer is fascinating. He knew that he would bring him back to life. So it's a Pikuach Nefesh sort of din. He was the only one that could bring him back alive, so he's allowed to be Metama to bring him back alive. Amarle, so again, so Rabbi Bar Avua asks Elio, what are you doing here? He says, there's no problem. What, don't you know anything? Haven't you learned Taharis? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Bar Avua was responding to that, saying, Ba'arba Lo Metzina, I don't even have time to learn the four of the six Sidrei Mishnah that I need to learn, meaning, what are the four that I need to learn, that are Nageya Halacha Lamaisa, Beshitza Matzina, so Zroyim and Taharis, right, which are based on, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, I don't need to know them. Taharis is Negev Eretz Yisrael. Zroyim is all of the Maaser Sheni, right? Everything that has to do with the land in Eretz Yisrael. I'm in Golos. I'm a Balabas, right? I Deloy Matzina Beshitza. I don't have the time to learn, right? And he asked them, I'm like, why don't you have to learn? I'm like, Dechika Li Milsa. So he says, because I'm busy earning a Parnasa. So I barely have time to learn the four that are Negea Lamaisa to me. Now, what are the four that are Negea Lamaisa to me? So Maye, right? Nashim, Nizikin, right? And Kachim. Why is that Negea Lamaisa to me? Meaning today, he's in Babel. So Rashi explains that the Pasuk says, Kidechsiv. That if you learn Hilchas Avoida, if you learn Kachim, Malaleim Akasav Kiilu Makriven Asam Beis Hamikdash. So that becomes Negeya Lamaisa that he needs to learn. Right, I got to bring Karbanos. The only way to bring Karbanos is by learning Kachim. So the four of the six Shishas Sidrei Mishnah were Negeya, and Negeya to him in Chutz Laaretz. And he said, I don't even have time. He said, why not? Because I'm busy working. Dabre, Elio, in response to this, said, because you need Parnasa. So he took him, Dabre, Ba'al Yeh Le Gan Eden, he brought him up to Gan Eden. Amar Le Pasha Glimach. Okay, go ahead and, take off open up your cloak. Safi shakel mehani tarfi. Take from these leaves, okay, certain leaves that had a tremendously good smelling smell. Safa shakel. So he decided to take them, and he was going to sell them in this world, okay, and raise money so that he could sit and learn. Shakel kiav nafik. When he was leaving Gan Eden, shama de ka'amar, he heard a baskol that said, "Man ka'achal la'alme kirabe baravua." Who's eating his olam haba? He's taking his reward now because he needs the parnasa now, like rabbi baravua. Nafats. Okay, so he shook them out. Nafak shadinu. He shook out these leaves. Afilu hachi asilaglime. Okay, so still there's the smell of these leaves permeated his cloak. Sachad glima reche. Okay, he cleared it out, and he sold that incense, right, the perfume that he was able to get from the leaves that were momentarily in his cloak. Zamana betresa alfe dinri. He sold them for 12,000 dinri, but he didn't keep them for himself. Polginu lechas venase. He gave them to his son-in-laws, meaning because he didn't want to have any hana, says the Marsha. He didn't want to be eichel from his own olam haba. Therefore, he gave them to his son-in-laws. And the Marshal actually says, Dafka son-in-laws, because he didn't even want his sons to have it, because that would be like Brakara Davua. That would be like they're getting it as a benefit from him. Son-in-laws who he doesn't have to support, so that, or aren't oimin to be Yairish him. So, therefore, that would be considered an arm's-length transaction, and therefore it's not considered him benefiting from his own olam haba. Okay, let's get back to the sugya. I did. In fact, I did. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So, Tana Rabbanan. Vim ish anihu. Let's get back to mashkin. Ish anihu. Loishishka ba'avoytoi. So the Gemara says that you can't use the mashkin. That's what it sounds like it's saying. Loishishka ba'avoytoi. Don't use his mashkin. So the Gemara says, ha asher shachav. What do you mean? It's ribbis. You're a balchayv. You can't use his things. That would be ribbis. Whether he's an ani or an asher. So my kamar, amar sheshes hachi kamar, v'im ish anihu loisishka va'avoytai etzlacha. Don't go to sleep while you have his avoyt in your possession, meaning you got to give it back to him if he needs it. Ha asher shachiv va'avoytai etzlacha. Okay, an asher, you don't have to. So the din of machzirin is to an ani that you have to give back his mashkin to use, not to an asher. Tan rabbanan, amal ves chaveir, ene mishad l'mashkinai. A person who is a balchayv, he lends his friend money, ene mishad l'mashkinai, v'ene chayiv l'hachzer loy. V'over b'chol Hashem es halalu. So let's unpack that brisa, right? That's a brisa, it's a memra. We have to make some sense out of it. Maika Amar, right? What does this brisa mean? So Amar Sheshes Hachi Kamar. This is the way to read this brisa. Hamal ves chaveir, ene mishay l'mashkinai. If you lend your friend money, you cannot take a mashkan. Okay, meaning, what does that mean? Going back to the beginning of our Mishnah, that the malva, the baal chayv, can't go into the house of the loiva to get the mashkan. It's only bezdin. The mashkanai, but if he does walk into his house and take it, chayv lahachzer loy, he has to give it back to the loiva. And if he doesn't give it back, then he's going to be over on taking a mashkan in an illegal way. Okay? Now, Rava Amar, then no. Here's what our Bryce is coming to say. Hachik Amar. Hamal ves chaveir, if a person lends his friend money, in Rishai l'mashkanai, v'im mashkanai chayev l'hachzer. If you took a mashkin, you have to give it back. V'madver mamurim. Again, when are we saying that it's usur for the loive to take, the malve, the balchayv, to take a mashkin from the loive? That would be shem mashkanai shaloi b'shas halvasai. Remember, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, the whole dinim that we're discussing here is when you're taking it for non-payment of the loan. But avo mashkanai b'shas halvasai. But if it's collateral that the loiva offered up in order to secure a loan, there's no problem with that at all. The malva is allowed to take that mashkin b'shas halvasai. Okay, and therefore ein echayv l'hachzer loy. V'oiver b'chol Hashem salalu, where the brisa concluded that was aresha, meaning when it's shaloi b'shas halvasai, that's when it's going to be usher to take a mashkin from him. And that is how Rava understands what this brisa is coming to tell you, that the only time where there's an isser to take for the loy, for the malva, the balchev himself, to take the mashkin from the loyva would be shaloi b'shas halvasai. That's when you can't go into his house and take it. But there is no issue taking a mashkin in order to secure from the loyva, in order to have collateral on the loan. Initially, it's only when it comes, again, it's a yigais issue, right? It's coming to demand payment. The guy, loyva, is saying, the balchev showing up and saying, hey, it's time to pay. The loyva is saying, I don't have the money. That's when he's taking a mashkin. He is not allowed to go into his house and take that mashkin himself. Tani, Rav Shivzvi Kamei Derava, Ad Boya Shemesh, Tishi Venu Loy. So one pasuk says, Ad Boya Shemesh, which is mashma, that you give it back to him in the morning. Sounds like, okay, mashma ba'boker tishivenu, like give him back in the morning. V'ebi yaday ad baya shemesh v'ikach le mimenu. Okay, so it sounds like Adbay Hashem Shishiven Ulay, return it to him and he has it all day. Zuk Sus Laila. So that's his nighttime clothes, which the Gemara is going to ask in a second. That's backwards, right? Give it back to the Loiva, the Ani, so that he has it until sunset. That's Ksus Laila. So he could use it the whole day. Well, what use does he have for Ksus Laila during the day? Hashav Tashav Lo Yasa Avod Kivoy HaShemesh. That pasuk is coming to say, at night, give him back to him. Give him back his Kalim at night, Zuk Sus Yoyim, his daytime Kalim. So the Gemara says, Amarle, Diyamama Balele Lamali, Bidele Bimama Lamali. He got it backwards. This is, Atana is getting up in front of Rav Shizvi, he's getting up in front of Rava, and he's darshaning this psukim, that you got to give him his night clothes back during the day, and his day clothes back during the night. And Rava's like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Why would there be an Indian to give him back his pajamas during the day? What's he going to do with his pajamas during the day? So the Gemara says, Amarle, Asimaya. So Rav Shizvi says to Rava, should I delete it? If you're saying what I have, right? Again, they're bringing memories that they heard. This is what I heard. So should I delete it? Is it wrong? So Amarle, Loi. No, you didn't twist it properly. Hachi kamar, ad bayashemesh tishiven uloy, zu ksus yoyim. It's really daytime stuff that you have to give back to Levit to use during the day. Shenitna lach babalayla. When we said ksus layla, we didn't mean ksus layla. It meant these are things that the malva is allowed to take and keep at night. Why? Because the ani doesn't need it. It's daytime kalim. Hashav tashav la'asa avik bayashemesh, zu ksus layla, shenitna lach babayoyim. Okay, now we've rearranged it. We'll stop over here. Again, to conclude, we started today with the shaila of Mahu Sheyisadru B'Bal Chayv. We had already been discussing Misadrin B'Bal Chayv when it came to yesterday, the Brisa on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we brought a raya to that effect of Yisadru B'Bal Chayv, that it was dependent on if you held on a different shiloh, which was asked, which is there a concept of misadrin when it comes to hektish? According to two of the Amoraim that learned that when it comes to hektish, they learned a kavachaymer from Baal Chayv she'ein misadrin. So for sure, hektish ain't misadrin. So that would answer the shiloh for them. Okay. However, Rabbi Yochanan learned it. He learned from Erechin to hektish, and then we have to figure out what's the limud, right, that he learned from, it says neder by Erechin, and then we have to figure out what is the mandamer who holds in misadrin do with that limud, okay, and then the Gemara said, well, what about learning a kavah chaymer from Erechin? What about learning a kavah chaymer from Erechin that you should be misadrin, okay, and then we tried also, what about learning a kavah chaymer from hektish, that you should be machzirin, okay, and the Gemara ended up using psukim, and then we had to learn the psukim out for the other mandamer for either of those. Now, as to bring the matter to a conclusion, we brought in the story of Rabbi Bar Avua finds Eliyahu Beis HaKfaris, and he says, Mahu Sheyisadru B'Bal Chayv, and it seems like he's answering in the affirmative, Gamar Micha Micha Me'erechin, right, according to Rashi, so that would mean that we're paskening like the Tanakama and Rav Rishonim hold, that we are misadrin when it comes to a B'Bal Chayv. Again, according to Tosfos learns the entire sugya differently, and he holds that the concept of misadrin is really an Machzir and Amashkin are really different, meaning Rashi held that was the Machlekes Tanakam Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Why do you have to give back unlimited? It's because of the din of Misadrin. So even by Mashkin, Tosfos learned that no, Misadrin is a din when you come to collect, when final payment, as opposed to there's a din of Machzir when it comes to Mashkin. Those are two independent dinim. And therefore, for that reason and others, Tosfos says, right, for that reason and others, specific to the fact that the Gemara in Baba Kama, for instance, says that you can collect even from the shirt that's on his back, Tosfos paskins that there is no din of misadrin by Baal Chayv at all. There's no inyan of misadrin of Baal Chayv. And what Rabbi Bar Avua was actually asking Eliyahu was, again, Tosfos changes the girsa, which is, according to the Manamar who hold misadrin, what would be the makar for that? Okay, and then we had the other shaila. He asked him, Minayin la'arim shaloi yitraim, and he answered, Le'er b'chayer b'stavar, and he said, I, aren't you a kayin? And he said, haven't you learned anything? And I'm in a Beis HaKfaris, Kivrei Akam are not Metama, even though I'm a Kayin. And he said, by the way, why haven't you learned anything? Right, Rabbi Boy said, I haven't had time to barely learn the four of the six Sidri Mishnah that are Negea to me. And he said, why not? He said, busy working. He took him up to Shemayim. Right, we had the story with he almost ran afoul of benefiting from his son in law, but then he gave it to his son in laws. And then we got back to Ish Anihu. So we had We didn't actually mean that the malva, of course, it would be ribbis. He cannot use the mashkin. What we're saying is that this din, that you only have to give back the mashkin for the leiva to use for himself, is only if he's an ani, but an usher, you can just leave it there. And then we had two ways of understanding the braisa, a malva es chaver, and a mashkin, mashkin, and a chayv lahafsa, leva ayver, v'chol Hashem, salalu, we had Rav Sheshes and Rava. And then we finally ended it with the Rav Shizvi getting up and saying a memra in front of Rava, which sounded backwards, and he wanted to delete it, but Rava said, no, we can just tweak it a little, meaning when we said that Adbaya Shemesh means that he is ksus laila, we don't really mean ksus laila, right? Give the ani back his ksus laila to use the entire day. What's he going to do with ksus laila during the day? What we rather mean is it's ksus yoim, hani tell us lachbal balaila. That would be a appropriate clothing for you to take as at night. You could take it at night because it's a ksus yoim, right? Meaning that's what we're talking about, and learns the other pasuk as well, to fit it in, that again, we know that there's a concept of machzirin when it comes to a bal chayv. You have to give him back the clothing that's appropriate, or the kelim that's appropriate for the day, for him during the day, and the nighttime that's appropriate during the night. And I just want to finish off, and we're going to continue with the sugya of mashkin here, but just to be clear, that the pasuk specifically excluded kelim that are eichel nefesh, that those are things that you may not take as a mashkin at all. Right, so again, there's different categories of how you can take a mashkin from a leiva.